Hey everyone, and welcome to our deep dive today. We are going to be talking about nursing, all the ins and outs of what it takes to give really great patient care.
Yeah.
And we've got some really interesting stuff to dig into today.
Yeah, we do.
We've got some excerpts here from Fundamentals of Nursing.
Okay.
And another text that we're going to be pulling from.
Sounds good.
So are you ready to jump in?
Let's do it.
Okay. So one of the things that Fundamentals of Nursing talks about is this idea of like blended competencies.
Okay.
Have you heard of this before?
I have.
It's this really cool idea that it takes all these different skills to be a great nurse.
Yeah.
It's not just one thing.
For sure.
It's like you have to have the knowledge for sure.
Right.
But then you also need all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, you know how like a chef has to know like all the ingredients and stuff?
Right.
But then they also have to be creative, right?
Yes, definitely.
Like they have to put those ingredients together in a way that actually tastes good.
Exactly. They can have that artistry to it.
Exactly. It's not just about like, you know, following a recipe.
It's like the art and the science all together.
Yes. That's a really good way to put it.
Yeah.
It's like the art and the science of nursing.
Mm-hmm.
And so Fundamentals of Nursing breaks these competencies down into four different categories.
Okay.
So there's cognitive, technical, mm-hmm. interpersonal,
right.
and ethical, legal.
Yeah, it's a lot to balance.
It's a lot. And they're all important in their own ways.
Absolutely. And they all kind of work together, too.
Exactly. It's not like you can just be good at one.
It's not like you can just ace your anatomy test and call it a day.
Right, exactly.
Now,
you got to be able to actually talk to people.
Yes.
And, like, use your hands.
For sure.
And make good decisions.
You've got to be firing on all cylinders.
Yes, exactly.
That's a very holistic profession.
So let's maybe break down each of those categories a little bit more.
Okay, sounds good.
So cognitive, that one seems pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
It's like the thinking part of nursing. Right.
It's using your brain power.
Yeah.
To make those really important decisions about patient care.
Like analyzing information.
Exactly.
And like problem solving.
Mm-hmm. Making those judgment calls based on the situation.
So it's like being a detective, but for your patient's health.
I love that analogy.
Yeah.
A medical detective.
Right.
That's actually very accurate.
That's so cool.
Yeah, because you're gathering clues and information.
Yeah.
You're looking for patterns.
And you're trying to figure out, like, what's going on.
Exactly. And then based on what you find, you come up with a plan.
So that's clinical reasoning.
That is clinical reasoning. You just defined it.
Oh, wow. I didn't even realize.
Uh-huh.
That's amazing.
The textbook actually defines it as the thinking process nurses use to assess patients, interpret data, and make decisions about their care.
Oh, wow.
So you were spot on with the detective analogy.
I'm kind of curious, like, how does that actually work in a real hospital or clinic?
Yeah, how does that play out in the real world?
Yeah, like, what are some of the things that nurses are actually doing?
Well, Fundamentals of Nursing actually breaks it down into six steps.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
So the first step is recognizing cues.
Cues like what?
So imagine you're a nurse and you walk into a patient's room.
Okay.
What's the first thing you notice?
I don't know. Are they like awake?
Okay. Yeah. Are they alert?
Are they like, how are they breathing?
Exactly.
Are they pale?
You're already gathering information without even realizing it.
Wow.
You're picking up on those subtle cues, like their breathing pattern, their skin color, their overall demeanor.
That's so interesting.
And while you're observing, you're also pulling in information from their medical chart.
Okay.
Right. So you're getting the full picture, their medical history, current symptoms.
So it's like using your senses, but also like the patient's background.
Exactly. It's like putting together a puzzle.
So then what? Do you just like make a diagnosis then?
Not so fast.
Okay.
We've got to analyze all that information first.
Oh, okay.
That's step two. So you're looking at the data you've gathered.
Mm-hmm.
Are there vital signs within the normal range?
Okay.
Do their lab results raise any red flags?
Oh, that's where it gets really interesting.
Right. This is where your knowledge of anatomy, physiology, all those nursing school classes come into play.
So that's where all those textbooks actually come in handy.
Exactly. You're putting all that hard-earned knowledge to work.
Wow. There's a lot more to it than I realize.
It's more than just memorizing facts.
Yeah.
It's about knowing what to do with them.
Right.
And connecting the dots between what you've learned and what you're seeing in front of you.
Wow. So you've observed the patient. You've analyzed all the data.
Mm-hmm.
What does our nursing detective do with all that information?
Well, now we get to put on those critical thinking caps.
Right. So it's not just like listing out a bunch of symptoms.
No, it's about making sense of them.
Okay.
Like, what's the story they're telling us?
So it's more than just observation. It's like interpretation, too.
Exactly. We're moving beyond just what we see on the surface.
Okay. I'm with you.
So let's say our patient has a fever and a cough.
Okay.
Now, a less experienced nurse might just immediately jump to, oh, it's probably just the flu.
Right.
But our nursing detective, they know better than that.
Okay, so they're not ruling anything out just yet.
Exactly. They're keeping an open mind.
Okay.
Thinking, okay, a fever and a cough. What are all the possible things this could be?
So you're looking at the bigger picture.
Always.
Yeah.
Because you never want to jump to conclusions too quickly.
That makes sense. And that's where those hypotheses come in.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Step three, generating hypotheses.
Okay.
Based on what you've observed and analyzed. Mm-hmm. You start forming those educated guesses.
So it's like, if this is true and this is true, then maybe this other thing is also true.
Exactly. You're connecting the dots,
yeah.
You're looking for patterns, and you're coming up with possible explanations.
I'm starting to see how this all comes together.
It's like building a case, right?
Yeah.
And just like a good detective, we don't stop at just gathering evidence.
Right. We got to make a decision.
Exactly. Step four.
Yes.
Making a decision about the best course of action.
And that's where that critical thinking really comes into play.
Absolutely. Because you're not just blindly choosing a path.
Right.
You're weighing your options.
You're considering all the evidence.
The pros and cons of each choice.
Exactly. And you're relying on your knowledge and experience.
To guide you towards the best possible outcome for your patient.
Exactly. It's a huge responsibility. It sounds like it. So once you've made a decision, then what?
Then it's time to put that plan into action. That's step five.
Oh, okay. So it's not all just thinking and analyzing.
Right. It's about actually doing something with that knowledge.
Right.
So this could involve anything from administering medication.
Okay.
Providing emotional support.
Mm.
Maybe even collaborating with other healthcare professionals.
To make sure the patient is getting everything they need.
Exactly. It's about taking that holistic approach.
So you're really advocating for your patient.
Always. Because at the end of the day, it's all about them.
Right. So we've observed, we've analyzed, we've made a plan, and we've taken action. Are we done yet?
Not quite. There's one more crucial step.
Okay, what's that?
Evaluation. We got to see how it all worked out.
Oh, right. Like, did our actions have the desired effect?
Exactly. Did the patient's condition improve?
Okay.
Or did things take a turn for the worse?
So it's a constant process of assessing and reassessing.
Precisely, because healthcare is not one size fits all.
Right. Every patient is different.
And every situation is unique.
So you're always adapting and adjusting based on what you're seeing.
Exactly. And that all happens within the framework of person-centered care.
Right. Which Fundamentals of Nursing talks about a lot.
It's a foundational principle in nursing.
And it basically just means you're treating the whole person, not just their illness.
Exactly. You're recognizing that each patient is an individual.
With their own story.
Their own beliefs. Their own value.
And their own needs.
Absolutely. And it's our job as nurses to honor that.
So it's like the difference between just reading a patient's chart
uh-huh.
and actually sitting down and talking to them.
Yes.
Listening to their story.
Hearing their concerns.
Understanding their perspective.
Because everyone experiences illness differently.
Exactly. And we need to be sensitive to that.
So Fundamentals of Nursing breaks person-centered care down into three main components.
Right.
First one being treating patients with dignity and respect.
Which should go without saying.
Right. It seems obvious.
But unfortunately, it's not always the case.
That's true.
And it's something we have to be mindful of.
Yeah, because it's easy to get caught up in, like, the tasks and the technology.
And forget that we're dealing with real people.
With real feelings and emotions.
Exactly. So we have to always remember to treat every patient with compassion and empathy.
Okay, what's the second component?
Actively involving patients in their own care decisions. Oh, that's so important.
It is, because it's their body, their health.
So it's about giving them a voice.
Empowering them to be active participants in their own care.
Instead of just telling them what to do.
Exactly. It's a partnership.
I like that. And the third component?
Considering the whole person.
Okay, so not just their physical health.
Right.
Yeah.
We're also taking into account their emotional well-being.
Their mental health.
Their social situation.
It's all connected.
It really is.
Wow, this is a lot to think about.
It is, but it's what makes nursing such a rewarding profession.
It sounds like it. So we've talked about blended competencies and clinical reasoning and person-centered care. Is there anything else we need to know to be amazing nurses?
Well, there's one more important concept we should touch on.
Okay, what's that?
QSEN competencies.
QAN, that rings a bell. What does that stand for again?
It stands for Quality and Safety Education for Nurses.
Oh, right. Okay.
And it's all about equipping nurses with the knowledge and skills they need to provide safe and effective care.
So it builds upon everything we've talked about so far.
Exactly. It takes all those foundational elements and adds another layer of focus on quality and safety.
Okay, I'm following you.
So QSEN outlines six core competencies.
Kicks.
Okay, they're all interconnected, of course.
They always are.
But the first one, and arguably the most important, is patient-centered care.
Ah, there it is again.
It all comes back to that central focus on the patient.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So what are some of the other QSEN competencies?
Well, we've got teamwork and collaboration.
Yeah.
Because in healthcare, you're never really working alone, are you?
Yeah, right. It's a team effort for sure.
Exactly. So QSEN really emphasizes that importance of collaboration.
Okay.
You know, clear communication, mutual respect among all the different members of the healthcare team.
Because you've got to be on the same page.
Absolutely. It's crucial for patient safety.
Makes sense. So teamwork, that's one. What else is on the list?
Right alongside teamwork, we have evidence-based practice.
Okay, so using the latest research to guide care.
Exactly. It's about integrating the best available evidence into your decision-making.
So it's not just like, oh, this is how we've always done it.
No, you're constantly learning and evolving your practice based on new discoveries.
That's really cool.
Yeah, nursing is not a stagnant field by any means.
Right. Always changing.
Always something new to learn, and that's part of what makes it so exciting.
Definitely. Okay, so teamwork, evidence-based practice. What else have we got?
The next one is quality improvement.
Okay, so always striving to do better.
Exactly. It's about constantly looking for ways to improve processes, reduce errors, and enhance patient safety.
So it's like being proactive, not just reactive.
Precisely. It's about identifying potential problems before they even arise.
So it's about prevention rather than just treatment.
Exactly. And that ties into the next competency, which is safety.
Because at the end of the day, that's what matters most, right?
Absolutely. Ensuring that patients are safe and protected is paramount.
Okay, so how does QME address safety specifically?
It emphasizes creating a culture of safety within healthcare settings.
Okay.
So that means following protocols meticulously.
Right.
Being aware of potential hazards and speaking up if you see something that's not right.
Even if it's uncomfortable.
Especially if it's uncomfortable.
Wow, that takes courage.
It does. But it's our responsibility as nurses to advocate for our patients.
Okay, that makes sense. So we've covered teamwork, evidence-based practice, quality improvement, and safety. What's the last QSEN competency?
The final one is informatics.
Informatics? Okay, I'll admit I'm not entirely sure what that means in the context of nursing.
Yeah, it's a newer competency, but it's becoming increasingly important in our digital world.
Okay, how so?
Well, informatics is basically about using technology to improve patient care.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
So this includes things like electronic health records,
right,
telemedicine platforms, data analysis tools, all sorts of things.
So nurses aren't just interacting with patients, they're interacting with technology too.
Exactly. And it's about using that technology effectively to enhance communication, streamline workflows, and ultimately provide safer and more informed care.
So it's like nurses are becoming tech savvy too.
They are. And that's only going to become more important as technology continues to advance.
That's a good point. So we've covered a lot of ground today. We've talked about blended competencies, clinical reasoning, person-centered care, and even QSEN competencies.
It's been quite the deep dive.
It has. And I don't know about you, but I'm feeling a little overwhelmed.
Yeah, it's a lot to take in.
But how am I supposed to remember all of this?
Well, that's the thing about nursing. It's a journey, not a sprint.
Right.
You don't just wake up one day and know everything.
It's a process.
Exactly. It takes time and dedication and a commitment to continuous learning.
So don't be afraid to ask questions.
Never.
And make mistakes.
Everyone makes mistakes. It's how we learn and grow.
That's a good reminder. Well, on that note, I think we're going to wrap up this deep dive.
That's good.
But before we go, I just want to say thank you to everyone who tuned in.
Yes. Thank you for joining us on this journey.
And for all you aspiring nurses out there, keep those minds curious, keep those hearts compassionate, and keep striving to make a difference in the lives of your patients.
We'll see you next time.